Hello.
Ooh, that's a little loud.
I forgot. But this is our final
episode for the semester. Welcome back to the Story Helpful Podcast. Forgot about that for a second.
Yeah.
Probably like episode 19 or
something
whatever.
Like that.
You know it. You're listening to this. You see the number. Anyways.
Do we have listeners?
I don't know. It's maybe okay. We will in the future when we're graduated.
Yeah, maybe.
Then we'll have to have like a big comeback.
Yeah. So
Hello.
Welcome
back. Sorry, we haven't done a few episodes in a while because things. I can't remember why. It's all right. We needed it, I think. I think the first time
we didn't have an episode last week because the management wasn't in order.
We're not bashing on him, but you know, let's just say we don't have a key to the studio.
Yeah, we just don't have a key. It's not their fault.
But it's okay.
It was a busy weekend.
It's been like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. What has happened?
Has it really?
Two,
we didn't
weeks?
Record.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes, we missed two episodes.
Wow.
Okay. I'm sorry if you can hear it. I got my first ever venti coffee, and this is like amazing.
That's a mocha.
What is that? A mocha. It's a iced coffee with mocha syrup, oat milk, sweet cream. Foam, whatever it's called, and that's it.
So it's just a nice coffee.
Yeah.
With mocha. That mocha shit, though, is disgusting. Like, if you just get a regular mocha, it's the worst.
With the oat milk, it kind of, like, makes it more, it, like, sticks to your tongue a bit.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate the mocha at Starbucks. I'm more of a white chocolate kind of guy there, because the coffee just actually sucks.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
some interesting facts. You know how I don't watch anime?
Anime? Sure, yeah.
I watch anime.
Now?
I watch.
Whoa. What do you watch?
Assassination Classroom.
Oh, that's good.
Is the first anime. Well, no, I've watched Death Note and Attack on Titan, but like mm-hmm. I've actually interested them. And I just started last night. I'm almost done with those.
Sick kicks.
Right?
Wow.
Thanks, right?
Love them.
I don't know. I kind of have a Tyler, the Creator color.
Why is there a separate tie that goes around the back of your ankle?
I don't know. It's drip.
Okay.
Oh.
Acceptable.
Okay. Anyway. am I still too loud?
I think so. I don't know.
I'm just going to sit back here. Hello. Yeah. That's
just fine. Sit a little more closer.
How's that? That should be fine?
Yeah, like halfway there. Can you? I know it doesn't extend forward. I think you're good right there.
Yeah, I think I'm good right here too.
All
right.
So,
meat
of the matter. What's been happening?
I'm really stressed out about these projects. I've had my teachers decided to have all of my projects done for the final weeks. So I have to present tomorrow probably on the Cossacks, which I'm not excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to finish this documentary today
because
it's due tomorrow. So, and I still have an interview to do, and I have to do all the editing and shit, so I'm not going to have a nice Sunday. But I'm hoping I'm going to get done before 7.
Before 7?
Before 7, yeah.
What's 7, the deadline?
No, that's just I just want to relax.
Oh.
I want to enjoy my Sunday.
Good. Yeah, Sunday's a day of rest.
Yeah, it's the Lord's Day. How about you?
Past couple of weeks, I don't really remember.
That's fine.
But if I just look back here, I've been just chillaxing, you know, getting some work done. I had to present my presentation and stuff. My teacher got sick, so I had to do it online.
Oh, you did end up doing it online?
Honestly, I've been skipping a couple classes lately because I'm just not into it.
Yeah, me too.
But that has to, I gotta pump the brakes a bit. I don't have many finals. I think I just have like 2 final exams and then a critique. And I'm not gonna go to my photography final because it's like, my professor said that it's required that we meet like during finals week, like next week. But it doesn't, like, specify what we have to do. So she said it would just be, like, a pizza party or something. And knowing that class, it's going to be awkward, silent. No one's going to do anything, talk to anybody.
Really?
So if it's not for like a grade, I mean, I'm not going to go from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock and so just sit around with like soda in the corner.
Yeah. So you don't have like a final for that
Pretty
class.
Much not. Yeah. I've done everything for that class. And then I have a critique for my ceramics class with my ceramic mugs. I've made like 30 of them and I only need 15.
You know what I'm going to get into? I think I'm going to have said this already.
What's up?
Crocheting.
Crocheting? Yeah.
I also want to, you know how like the people make keyboard caps out of polymer clay?
Yeah, you mentioned that a while ago.
Yeah, I really want to do that.
I used to have a little thing of polymer clay because I had a clay phase when I was in like middle school and I used to make keychains and stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
Like little burgers.
Yeah.
I wish I still had that, but it would be like cracked and old.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to reinvent myself because I feel dead.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, boring. I'm not, but it just feels that way.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about today?
Last episode. I did write a couple like questions for us to talk about, I guess.
All right, good.
Involving like the fact that this is the last episode for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one first. They're all kind of the same, just worded differently. I don't know. What are your goals to be completed by next semester?
By next semester?
Mm-hmm. Over the summer. What are your goals? Over the summer. Like, things you need to get done.
Build my PC.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe work out, eat healthier, which will not probably happen. Just collect myself and get my shit together. Mm-hmm. So I can be better for the new, because I think this whole year as like a collective was very new and just uncomfortable.
It's like a test run.
And things are going to be more normal next year. And I'm really excited for normality. And I think things are just going to be better. And I want to be ready for it. I want to be my better self for the better year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that's going to be hard for me because I'm going to be in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know where to start. That's my problem.
Yeah. It's really daunting.
Yeah.
I'm the same way where I'm like, there's so many things I want to do. Like, I still have like various unfinished to-do lists of things that I've wanted to do, whether it was like put new stickers on my laptop or whatever, and little things like that, and I just like never got them done. But I would overwhelm myself and write it all down thinking that I was organized, but really I was just creating a bigger problem for myself because I'm like, I don't know which one to do yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like a main factor too, with like the clutter in my house where I'm just like, okay, I gotta set this down and then grab this, and oh, but I forgot this over here. And
you know what we should do?
What's up?
I think what would be good for both of us during the summer is to just go somewhere and just be like camp.
Dude!
Like, go camp. Like, go to Vermont or something. I don't fucking know.
You know
go
what
somewhere.
I?
Somewhere.
You know what I did today?
Be isolated.
I did my monthly tarot reading, which is like, okay, what's going to happen? What do I need to focus on? Blah, blah, blah. I just pull like 5 cards and I write everything down. And I pulled the motherfucking 3 of cups, it's a card. It says 3 of cups on it. And it has 3 ladies with cups and they're all like cheersing in the middle. And basically what the card means, it was upright too. So that's like a main factor.
Yeah.
It was like, go on a vacation with your friends, pretty much. Go and get away and appreciate the close people near you and build more relationships with them.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think it was yesterday because I went to like a party or something.
Mm.
And I was talking with my dad and he's like, you know, you can just go to Martha's Vineyard whenever you want. Like call our friend, get a house or apartment for like a weekend and then that's it. Mm. It's a 6-hour drive both ways, but we can switch.
Yeah,
if you're comfortable driving my car.
I have a license.
I really want to do it with Griffin.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
But baby steps. Firstly, we can go to your lake house if that's okay.
Because
it's close by.
Yeah.
And it has like the accommodations and stuff. We don't have to pay money. All we do is just drive there.
Right.
and just live for a weekend. Live with each other, cook some meals, hang out. I know there's not like any TV or technology and the Wi-Fi is kind of shitty, but that's the main point. I feel like it'll really connect us even more. Yes.
Being together, learning to just, I don't know, just be with each other. We don't need the TV.
Of course not.
I'd have a Switch.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but
just some card games and just talking. Yeah. I mean, even if we don't talk about much, I just really want to do it. And I don't know when. I just need your help to figure it out. And I need to contact Griffin.
Yeah, it's going to have to be like July-ish.
July?
After July.
July? What?
Because I work. You know what I mean?
You can't risk one Friday so we can leave early?
I guess I could.
Do you work weekends?
Not yet. I don't want to work weekends. Will you be working
weekends in May this month?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, so we can do it like late May.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Because I'm just going, it's smoldering hot.
I'm just thinking about how I have so much shit I gotta do this summer. Because then the 2-week Adirondack trip is in July, like the beginning of July, like the 6th.
Yeah, that's why I was like wondering, like, why July if you're gonna leave?
Well, because that's just early July. You know what I mean? So, like, after July and then August, and then I'm gonna go back to school in August.
Mm-hmm. So. I definitely think sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanna get away and do that.
I don't wanna be. Let's go.
I feel like that'd be awesome for us.
Yeah, I agree.
Were you finished with your goals to get things done this summer? Semester?
I think those are my main goals, but for like the semester specifically, I'm gonna be more in more like science and math classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get my shit together. I'm gonna like be more mindful and calm when it comes to like attention span. I don't know what my problem is, but I just can't just, I don't know. I'm worried that I'm not going to do great, but I know that I'll do great because it's science.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know.
I feel like you won't let yourself slip down to, like, your definition of poor grades.
No. I mean, I kind of have in this bio, molecular and cellular biology class, but that shit's, like, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's harder. That class is harder than Joe's Chemistry 2 class.
I don't even know what chemistry is.
But it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That shit's hard. It's an intro bio class, and it's harder than that shit. So I think I'm going to be okay overall. This class, I just don't care enough to do that well. And I know it sounds bad, but
yeah,
I don't really care that much.
I feel like after this...
Don't
do that. Face. So you just pogged. You just did like the monkey seeing street magic face.
Did
like,
I tell you that I was gonna minor in music production?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay, yeah, that's also another thing. Because I want to hone in on more of my creative side because I have been neglecting it, and I think that's what's making me depressed.
We should release a song.
I want to start on it. More hip hop like, but. I will.
I'm open to it.
I love hip hop and rap, so Kanye like.
I want to meet some more like musically inclined people that aren't manipulative assholes.
I think they're
the best guitar player in the world.
I have a really good friend. His name's Tim. Shout out to Tim. He's a music production major, and he is very musically inclined. He does play the guitar, but he's not like cocky about it. You know what I mean?
Wait, does he live in Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I think my friend lives right next door to him because he's always playing his guitar.
Yeah.
That's his name, Tim.
I love Tim.
Oh my god, am I going to meet Tim?
You could.
Is he hot?
He has a girlfriend.
I just want to get a picture of him.
Here, I have a video. I interviewed him yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
Here. I love
Tim. There was a really hot guy in my patio last night. I cannot see that. One second.
Come on over here. What?
That's Tim.
That's Tim.
Oh my god.
What's wrong?
It's not what I pictured at all.
I love this guy.
I pictured this skinny, scrawny little white guy with blonde, shaggy hair.
He is so awesome. He's like, such a vibe.
Looks like he's 24.
Yeah, he's a champ for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
You're gonna live with him?
No, we were going to, but he's more comfortable, like, he's gonna live in, what is it, Finale?
Single?
Yeah. He has a single now. And he's more better fitted
for a single.
It's not anything. It might be something against somebody that we're going to live with, but I'm not gonna. I think you might know.
Let's not get into it.
But yeah, overall. All
right. I have a. What are my goals for the completed by next semester? I just want to read more.
Oh yes, read. I have so many books.
I just bought Jim Morrison's Lost Poetry Writings.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's really cool. And it's got like his scribbles like too. It's so cool.
That is cool.
222 times 222.
What does that mean?
Right place, right time.
Damn.
We're meant to be here.
Damn.
I don't know. I wanna paint more. I wanna make like I'm working on something right now. It's not like that crazy, but I want to work on big stretch canvas and just paint, yeah. Man. I need like a big studio.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've taken over my dining room right now. It has like paint everywhere and paint brushes that are like still in water. They're kind of rusty.
What if, you know that room that we recorded in?
Oh, that's like, there's going to be mattresses in there and
stuff.
There's
just going to be mattresses in there? Do you have another, is there a room on the other side?
That has tools and everything.
That's tools? That's
the garage. I know. There's not like a perfect space.
I don't know. I would really think maybe.
I need to like build a she shed or something.
Yeah.
I have another question if you
are done. I was just going to say that. I need to start drawing again. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What's
you should
question?
Do a little sketchbook.
Yeah. What's the next question?
Who do you want to be by the end of the summer? They're all kind of like
there
the
you go.
Thing.
That's the question. Yeah, like I was saying, I want to be a better me. That's my goal. I guess who do I want to be? I want
to. I guess that's sort of the question. Like, who do you think you're not right now?
I am not who I am. If that makes sense. Because I'm more, I know who I am and who I want to like strive to be.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, what's holding me back is my anxiety and my fear and just people in general.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the summer, I want to be Sonia, the person who is Sonia, I don't want to be who I was in high school. I mean, I want to be a better version of that person.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of stripped away because like I talked about this before. It's a common excuse. I mean, it's not an excuse. It's a reason that I was like sheltered. I was completely hidden away from the world, and a lot of things happened. A lot of things ruined my sense of self in a way, and I just want to take back what I let go away. If that makes sense, it's my fault. That I let this happen. Because I could have technically.
I don't think so, because it wasn't your decision to be locked away.
I know, but I could have.
Create a pandemic.
I could have made a mountain out of molehill, if that makes sense. Yeah. I could have made this sun just shine a little brighter.
It could have, but I
it was
think
hard.
Of it.
It was hard. I'm not going to give myself, like, I'm not going to, like, okay, this is my fault. I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying, like, I understand that I could have done this. But I still have a chance to, and I often sometimes think about how like I shit on myself for being so cynical about everything, but I realize like it's only been 1 year since I came out of like
hibernation.
Yeah. And
give yourself some credit.
I don't.
To, like...
Yeah. And like, it makes me feel better to think about that. Like it's only been 1 year.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too, because I'm like, this is the first summer ever since like the falling out. Like last summer was like its whole entire thing. Last year was its whole entire thing.
Yeah, it was bad.
And it's kind of like it's not like I'm reliving it, but you know, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to remind me of people and situations and feelings that I was going through at the time, like the weather and songs and environments.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the same town.
Yeah, absolutely.
But. I reminded myself, I'm like, well, I didn't feel the way I felt this January that I did last January.
Yeah.
And that's a big step. Like, I wasn't so obsessed and just, like, isolating and very like, fuck, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I was very like at peace. Like, this is, it's like a bunch of people were yelling sort of in my head, and now it's like, wow, I can actually hear myself.
Yeah, and I think going back to what we were talking about, like the getting away and just the vacation or whatever.
Yeah.
I think just being somewhere where we're not reminded of these times.
Oh, totally. Is,
feel like if we spend the right amount of time doing those things, just not like not being here in Oswego, like mm-hmm. the city, I think maybe we'll reach our goal faster than we might imagine, because it's really healthy. Like, I'm really excited for this 2-week Adirondack trip, because I'm gonna be away. I'm gonna be working on something creative, something that I'm interested in, without any like of these people, without any of these like
distractions.
I have to be a certain way. You know what I mean?
The expectations.
Yes, yeah. The expectations. And I'm just really excited. I hope this summer is very transformative.
I feel like it is gonna be.
I really hope it is.
Even when I went to Syracuse the other day, I haven't been to Syracuse in like a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6+ months, mm-hmm. called a year. I don't know. Because my car wasn't like in any shape to go.
Mm-hmm.
But like just being there, I was like driving to go thrifting and get some food. And I'm like, man, I just like forgot about everything because I'm in this new place and I'm not worried about. It's weird, like, even when we went to the city, I was like, wow, this is really a breath of fresh air, because I'm not worried about anything of what's going on social media, my friends, yeah. I'm not worried about what people are thinking of me, because they're not, like, even, like, in a 10-mile radius of
yeah.
me. And just, it's just, like, a clean slate, and I like it, because it's, like,
so refreshing.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, it's so refreshing, especially in, like, big cities like that,
because there's so much more to worry about than, you know,
the real
texting
things.
You.
The real things. You can worry. It's okay to worry about the real things in the city, in cities like that. And, like, I love New York City so much because you can be whatever you want mm-hmm. there, and no one gives a flying fuck about it.
Yeah, truly.
So I am not, like, embarrassed or, like, because I know that New York City isn't the new LA and shit like that, and people make it, it's, like, a fad.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Usually I would be, like, okay, well, the people ruined it. But absolutely not, because it's been in my life for a really long time, and it's for a very specific reason. It was always this place where I can be myself, I don't know, say a joke to somebody and not be worried about it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of that, it's just...
It's kind of judgment-free.
It
there's,
is.
There's
so,
so much.
There's so many
like
personalities.
There's so much to judge that people are just overwhelmed, so they'd rather not judge about
it's
it.
It's just normal New York City.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could go out in the, like, the most ridiculous... I could go out like in a haute couture, like runway, like balloon dress or whatever, and people would like applaud me for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so... I love it so much. I just want to be there so bad.
Yeah.
God, it's so expensive. All right. It's whatever.
Who do I want to be by the end of the summer?
Yeah, that's the question.
My cards, you know. Well, no, that's just for this month. But I feel like it applies for everything. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They're literally just pieces of paper with pictures on them. What is that?
It's a ring.
Magnet ring?
It's a little bit of a magnet ring, yeah.
No.
It says, your dream... Ignite your dreams. Sorry, keep talking.
I feel like by the end of the summer, I'm going to have opened my mind more, you know?
Yeah, third eye.
Third eye.
Ding.
It's gonna pop up. I don't know. I feel like I'm on that path right now of just, I don't know, being more spiritual, maybe just more like easygoing, but still being aware of my surroundings.
Yes.
And not being oblivious.
Yes.
Basically, I'm becoming a hippie.
I was just gonna say, let's just become hippies.
Yes.
But like in
a modern way.
Yeah, in a modern.
Exactly.
Like meditation.
Yeah, I want to
practicing mindfulness. And I got to be honest with you, and my dad's a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a psychotherapist. And whenever I talk to him about, and I've, like, written about this in, like, my writings and stuff, like, it's like, yep. He says to me, so, and I was in New York City, and I was like, you know, I'm really having a really hard time. Do you think, could you find me a book that has anything to do with, like, how I can, like, fix my anxiety or, like, not fix it, but, like,
yeah.
calm it down? Because anxiety is not something you can fix. I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You should work on it. And he picked this book up, and it was a mindfulness book, and said, this is the answer to all your problems. And to this day, I'm like, mindfulness is absolutely the answer to everybody's, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You read it, all it's all about, I mean, it was a Harvard business book, but it still worked.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about, yeah, so be aware of what you think, be aware of how you feel, why you feel that way, everyone around you, the decisions that you make, and just be more mindful of the world around you. And everything's going to be all right.
I feel like that should be a bare minimum of what people should think.
I know, but it's actually so complex.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like a lot of dedication and meditation to like be able to like sit with yourself and feel yourself and just get to know yourself
and not let
the little things the
get to
world.
You and
yeah.
mess that up. I know.
And it's all in your head. We live in this made up world in our mind where it's like, yeah, this is it's a line. What you think a lot of the time is not reality. It's not the real world that you live in. And when you eventually like, okay, I'm going to take my left foot, I'm going to step over that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're finally there. That is the real world.
Yeah.
You're reborn, you're cleansed, you're like chakras, your third eye, all
yeah.
just there. And you feel better. I mean, I don't know. I've tried. It's hard. You just got to keep doing it. You can't lose. I mean, it's okay to, like, not. What am I trying to say?
What?
It's okay to, take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, oh, I'm sick of it. I can't do this right now. Like, it's okay to relapse, I guess, in a way. Is relapsation
yeah.
or whatever it's called? I don't fucking know. Like, it's okay, it's normal. You can't beat yourself up for it. But just knowing that, okay, this is important, this is what I need to do. Even in, like, times of anxiety, you'd be like, okay, take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
What do I hear? What do I see? What do I smell? What do I feel? Just being mindful. It definitely can fix a lot of problems. It's hard to do at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's easier to do.
Yeah. I had a really good point, and I lost it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was blabbering.
I was listening, and then there was, like, this weird... Like, I felt like someone wiped away my thought that was written on a whiteboard. It was weird.
I hate when that happens.
What just happened? It was like mindfulness.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed, yeah.
Do edibles.
I
prefer edibles more than smoking just because of my lungs, but I don't know.
Are you going to smoke a little bit more this summer with me?
Yeah.
I'm not getting addicted. I'm just
liking the properties. It's not something.
It's once in a while. It's not wake and bake. It's fucking.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend though, I'm like on the cusp of like. God, it all started Friday. Friday, I went out to coffee and I had like 3 coffees that day. And after every one, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And felt drained and tired. And then I drove for like 2 hours and I felt tired after that, and then I smoked. I'm like, fuck, I want to die because
yeah.
I'm so tired, but
yeah.
It was like a good thing, and I'm still kind of like in that weird haze, and it kind of, you know, I don't like to be high all the time. It's not something that I want to do because it's like I feel like I'm not aware of anything.
Yeah,
I've
right.
noticed like I forget more when I'm doing stuff, you know, like last night I just left everything everywhere, and
mm-hmm.
I usually don't, but I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do this for myself. I'm not going to like worry about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's going to like create issues for me, cause I'm used to just, you know, putting everything back where it's supposed to go. And I have an order of, I don't know. What is it called?
What?
Oh my God. I'm so stupid.
What
is it? I'm so confused. I'm confusing myself right now.
Order of
just organization. Like
order of like shelves.
Forget about it. I don't
okay.
know what I was saying. But yeah. I just want to be more chill without the pill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the computer screen went off. Are we live? Are we still recording? Did it die? What happened? Oh my gosh.
No, we're good.
Okay. My next question.
Yes.
What is one thing you want to leave behind in this semester? Like a mindset or habit, somebody. This specific semester has been like a very weird, personal thing. Very eye opening when it comes to be with people. I mean, our first ever semester in the fall, I was still like going through whatever and grieving in a way, and kind of attaching to people because I was alone and I felt alone and I needed people. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of got like, okay, I need to like step back. Winter break happened. I was alone for a couple months and I came back. Just all I can describe it as, I think, is just I stopped putting energy into things I wasn't receiving like a good outcome of.
Yeah.
There's a better way to say that. Stop putting energy into things that you... What? Stop putting
energy into things that don't...
You don't receive an outcome to. There was like... Don't receive... There's a good way to put that, but...
The same amount from... I don't really know. Anyways. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always reflecting. Always thinking about people and situations and stuff.
Yeah.
Really just kind of letting people come to me. And I found that's started to work a bit more. Mm-hmm. I've started to worry less about like always hanging out and being with people. Yeah. You know, it's just like every once in a while, like if it comes up, then it comes up. You know, if my class is canceled today and I reach out to somebody and they're free, then they're free. If they're not, then I'll just go home and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciating more me time, I think. But what is one thing that I want to leave behind in the semester?
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave idolizing people, because I've done that. Because this is just a totally new environment for us.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just throwing us to the hounds of like, here's people and here is what they look like at face value, and I don't know, showing their true colors. I don't really understand the definition of face value that much. That's one thing I want to work on. I need a dictionary.
I need a dictionary. Absolutely.
So badly.
Yeah.
There's so many new words that I just want to incorporate in my vocabulary.
I just want to be smarter.
Yeah.
I just want to be and appear like I'm intelligent.
Words include sabbatical.
Sabbatical. Really.
Niche.
We had a little bit of a conversation.
Yeah, niche. I know.
Do you understand it now?
Everyone's saying niche now, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah. It's niche.
What is the other one? Condescending, maybe?
Condescending? Really?
That's
a good one. I fucking use that all the time.
And then, like, a couple other ones where I'm just like, what did you say? But I kind of get it in the context you're saying it in. And I love doing that, too, because I feel like everybody... I don't like when people talk about something that they don't really know. I like to be informed. Yeah. I like to know what I'm talking about. I'm not just going to say niche because I think it's cool. I want to say niche because I know what it means and apply it to the correct thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Because I've done this before. I've called someone out and I said, like, hey, what does this word mean? And they're like, no one's ever asked me that before. I don't know. And it's like, well, why are you using it then?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like a big issue.
Niche is niche. So
I guess so.
I'm the same way. I that's why I don't.
But yeah, I want to leave behind idolizing people, because I still kind of do that, but I write it down sometimes. I'm like, dude, here, I actually have it in my notes.
Excuse me.
Reminder, don't put people on a pedestal just because they are attractive or mysterious looking, or they're going through something, or, you know, they seem hurt. You don't know them. Don't idolize the mundane that is their life because they only post what they want you to see on social media. Everything's fake. I love you.
Yes, everything is fake. That's... I cried yesterday at one of the computers in the 24-hour room.
Oh.
Because I realized how alone I was and how...
I'm sorry if you heard that. That was my throat.
I even heard that. It was like HD. That was crazy.
You just heard that all the way over here?
Yeah, it was like I was wearing headphones.
I hope it picked up.
Yeah, me too.
How alone you felt.
I cried.
In that moment or just in general?
It was like a realization. It just like hit me like a fucking truck. It's something that I know because I too do a lot of reflecting on a day-to-day basis, minute-to-minute, more like it. And sometimes I think about, like, yeah, this is how it is right now. And I have a lot of the times I have a moment where I am alone. I'm just, like, actually.
Physically,
just, like, yeah. Physically alone. And I think, and that's when it hurts the most. I don't know why.
I get that.
It really hurt yesterday. I did cry. It was because Joe had this project he was doing with his partners.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and did that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and do some of my work in the library and get out of bed. And I got there. I sat down. And I was like, I asked him like if he wanted to get ice cream later. But then he was like, no, he was going to get ice cream with them after the project, after whatever they were mm-hmm. doing. And that just, that was like, that was a truck.
Yeah.
And I was like, have I like secluded myself on purpose? Because I am too afraid of being, I know that's true, being myself in front of these people, and I'm telling myself like, oh well, it's okay because these aren't people you want to be friends with anyway. And a lot of the times it is true. Like I talk about like, yeah, they're fake, you know what I mean? They do fake things, they're not real friends. It's common, especially in freshman year of college. I know a lot of I also heard tell of a lot of people being like, I can't wait to not be friends with these people next year.
Oh, yeah.
It's common. I know I'm not the only one. But I'm just, the difference is I actively don't, I'm actively not friends with those people.
Because you know them.
Because I don't think I'm a fake person. I'm very real. And if I don't like you, I'm not going to be friends with you. And a lot of the times people don't do that. For like, this person was like, yeah, I can't wait to not be friends with them. Like, that's pretty shitty.
It feels like they don't have the heart or like,
yeah,
the patience to cut it off,
the respect there,
so they'd rather write it out.
The respect.
Yeah.
It's, I don't,
I understand that in certain levels. Like, I have a friend that was like, yeah, I can't wait until I don't have to talk to this person because I live with them right now. And it's like, okay, I get that. You can't like cut them off because you see them every day and yeah. sleep next to them. But sometimes I look at people and I'm like, why don't you just pull the trigger already? Why don't you just cut it off for your own sake? I mean, I know, oh, it might induce drama and do this and that. And it's like, so you're just going to torture yourself yeah. until something else, another factor, like yeah. life takes care of business.
I know.
That's kind of lazy in my opinion. But
I don't.
I think I've done that too, though.
We've all done it, but it's just a matter of, like, growing up and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to do it recently.
So the people forgot. That were going with Joe to do the project, you said that you were, like, you wanted to be friends with them anyway, but then you said that
no,
those are people that you don't want to be friends
no.
with because they're fake and you know it and you don't want to waste your time.
No, those people aren't fake. I'm actually friends with one of them
uh-huh.
already, technically. But that whole thing was like when he said that it upset me, not because that he was doing that with other people, it was just because I didn't have anyone else to do it with.
Yeah,
That's what I was trying to say.
When I feel most alone too. When it feels like everybody that you've asked is like busy or can't or didn't respond, you're like, fuck, I'm so alone.
But it's like, it's different for me because it's so hard to find people that you're willing to just actually be alone with,
mm-hmm.
without other people. I haven't found those people here on campus, and it's hard to not think like it's not your fault.
Yeah.
That you're not the problem. And I oftentimes I feel like why do people hate me? Because I see how people like look at me,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it's because they just look at everyone else like that,
mm-hmm.
or it's like, because it just seems, it goes back with the paranoia that I had even when like I was coming out of quarantine, mm-hmm. out of the isolation, like when I went to Aldi's,
yeah,
the first time I went out, it felt like all eyes were on me, and I had an actual anxiety attack in Aldi's. I wanted to cry. I did,
mm-hmm.
in Aldi's, but I'm not the kind of person who likes to cry in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, but it was not. I made sure it wasn't noticeable, so like my mom didn't ask what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it really felt like I was. It also I had both sides that people were just staring at me like I was a freak.
Yeah,
and that. And then another day, I was in Price Chopper, and I felt like I was invisible. Like, I couldn't have, an easy medium of how I felt around other people coming out. And it was, mm-hmm. Really stressful. And I was just having a thing. And I still feel that here. Like, mm-hmm. even though I've been out in, a year.
Yeah.
It still feels that way. I feel the most lonely I've ever really felt. And it's just, I am real enough to be okay with, I like these people, but I don't want to be, close friends with them. They're just not my vibe. Like, I understand they're, nice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just for me, I don't want to put my energy in people who...
You feel like you're not going to get anything.
Yeah. And I understand that. I'm not going to be like, okay, so these people are nice and cool, quote unquote. So I'm just going to be friends with them. And you know what I mean? Like, how people just... make friends in the beginning.
Yeah, they give in. They're like, might as well.
Well, I'm gonna be alone if I don't.
Yeah,
because that's the worst thing possible.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I do it every fucking day. Mm-hmm. But it hurts, because I can't think of any other reason why people don't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
It works both ways.
It does.
I don't go to people often because I can just see. And just by the way they act and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't take into account when things go my way. Like today someone asked me if I wanted to hang out before they go back to the city and for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I casually was just like, oh yeah, cool. But if I was having a very oh my god, no one's talking to me episode, I would be like, yes, this is so cool, this is great. And I'm like, why didn't I just do that? Because I'm always like, oh, no one talks to me, no one asks me to do anything. But it's finally it happens, and it's just so nonchalant. I don't know. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, why am I not happy right now that this is happening? I think I'm just like...
Yeah, I don't get excited anymore.
Yeah.
When people ask me to do things, I'm like, oh...
I think I tell myself, I'm like, don't get too excited about it. Maybe that's why, because I always get my hopes up, and when I get my hopes up,
yeah, things usually fall out.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I don't, it's hard for me to explain what I was trying to say. But I guess the question is that you asked is what do I want to leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave behind the bullshit idea that I need to be away in order for people to, I don't know, actually, you know what, I'm just going to say, people's opinions don't fucking matter, and I want to throw that shit away right away, because it's dragging me down to a place where, a fucking depth that I don't want to see again, personally. It's been hell for me, I won't hide it, and I'm completely ashamed of how I've treated myself, because other people rule over me, and mm-hmm. they're not any better than me, for frankly. In fact, some people are just, I'm surprised that they even have friends. I know that's bad to say.
It is true. There are many people that I've met. I'm like, how does everybody love you? If they even when people know that they're like a bad person, like, oh yeah, they lie a lot, or they just like, that's that. Mm-hmm. I hate when people do that.
So yeah, that's what I mean.
Just because it's like, oh, they're cool sometimes, and that, so that's worth it to stick around and deal with the rest of the shit that they do.
It's really not. It's really not.
Yeah, just, I don't know the word for it, but I feel like my standards have changed a lot of what I'm looking for, and it's kind of like a cut to the chase. I'm not going to sit around and wait for you to, I don't know, become this
person that I expect you to be.
Yeah, that I thought you were going to be.
Thought you were going to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's happened a lot where I'm like, oh. Yeah. They're gonna come around one day.
You have met the strangest people
mm-hmm.
that you've told me about. Yeah. Like, genuinely. That's the shit that I'm talking about too. Mm-hmm. Like, how?
I don't know. They seem fine at first. Yeah. And then
and that's exactly
you
what
get
you're
to know
about.
Them and yeah. it's like, what? What's going on?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's,
that's why I like to be so vulnerable with people and so upfront. Yeah, it's like, I'm not gonna hide natural. Away what, like, I don't know, my past or my traumas or whatever, but I don't really go up to people and say, hey, and shake their hand. I have abandonment issues, but yeah. they can get the gist of it.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't like the small talk. I don't like the slow start of everything. I mean, there is the point of like getting comfortable with each other, seeing if you click. Like, I went to coffee with two people and they seem actually cool. And I think the reason for that is that they're a little older than me. I've said this before, that I click with older people.
Yeah, me too.
And even with that one person, even though she was like a lot older than me, she had her own stuff going on. But I asked my friend that I went to coffee with, I'm like, does everyone just mellow out like after their first couple semesters? And he was like, yeah, you just gotta give it time. Everyone's still like power hungry for like the freedom that they have here at college. Like, I can do whatever I want, drink, do drugs, blah, blah, yeah. blah. I don't have to deal with the judgment of going home every night and seeing my parents and talking to them about what I did today or, you know. So I just hope that everybody just calms down and realizes stuff. I mean, I've talked with them. That's something I started to do is personally, in person, talk to people about how they make me feel about things. And it's gone pretty well. And I'm not blaming people or calling them out. I'm saying that, like, it's usually not my fault.
No.
About what happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's usually, like, their fault, and they acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. With like communication and stuff, and I'm just like relieved. I'm like, wow, yeah. I was overthinking for nothing, but I had a good reason, because I can't read people's minds and I don't know what's happening because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this.
What's up?
Do you see the difference between what, because it seems similar, that you talk about what they, how they make you feel when you tell them these things, and how like the people from high school, you did that
beforehand. Yeah, the difference and between
the difference between you doing that to other people and people who actually give a shit. Maybe, I don't know.
It might just be different people, but it also might just be this time and place maybe. Where it's like, okay, I'm an adult now, and I should own up to the shit that I have accidentally done, because I know that it's like my fault and whatever. I feel like the people that I've chosen to surround myself with, although sometimes I do get upset with them and they probably get upset with me for tiny things, that we both have the best intentions in mind with each other. Yeah. We don't want anything bad to come between us. We feel as though we're like cool people, and, you know, it's very like, I feel the love. I feel the love, you know, they say actions speak louder than words, but sometimes the words they mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, dude, like, I don't want, it's not like, sorry that I did this. It's more of a like, oh, I'm really sorry, man. Like, I really mean it. And, you know.
Yeah, genuine.
It makes me feel good. Because it's not like even words of affirmation. It's just reassurance, because, you know, our minds can get the best of us and make us think that the whole world's against us when it's not. It's just somebody else's issues or like flaws clashing with our minds and lives.
Yep, absolutely. Are there any questions? Other questions?
Just those three.
Just those three? Well, we're at 50 minutes. So
50 minutes. I think that's great.
That's a good wrap-up time.
Yeah.
We had some preaching going on in this episode.
Yeah.
I think it was good. It was full. Mm-hmm. Honest.
Yeah.
And refreshing.
I hope that when we come back, if we do our next episode to start the semester off, that we'll have a lot of stories. Good stories, though.
I really hope
to. Good stuff to report back.
Yeah, and I hope I'm who I want to be. Or, yeah, I guess that's the way it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm. There's another way of saying it.
Yeah.
Need not. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening to us. Follow our Instagram, keep up with the updates of the episodes and what's going on, and we hope that you guys have a great summer break if you're in college, high school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stay fresh and remind yourself that maybe that I'm not the person at fault.
You're fine. Anything,
you know?
Yeah, you're fine.
Just take our words with a grain of salt, but you know, do what you want to do. At the same time. I don't know. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the summertime.
All right.
Bye. See you.